Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. This is KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp.
What is a listserv, and what do you think of the one that Mendocino Community Network operates? I put that question to Nick Wilson, who lives in Little River.
So in the beginning, Mendocino Community Network decided to offer community listservs, and they provided one for each community, large or small. There were 22 of them in all, and separate ones for Ukiah, Willits, Boonville, Philo. Even Casper had its own. For various reasons, that became unwieldy, and they decided to merge all those 22 into a single list. And this was done in the middle of December 2010. When there were all these separate listservs, because the rule is that you must be subscribed to a list in order to post to it, people who had a more wide-ranging announcement that maybe had a coast-wide or county-wide application would have to subscribe to all these separate lists. There were suggestions to combine them all into a single list. In fact, I made that suggestion myself. The manager, Mitch Sprague, came up with a decision to combine them all into one list, that as of December 1st, 2010, there would be only one list.
A fine wood carver by the name of Ken Davis summed up the listserv's value.
The listserv gives us a tool whereby people, in some cases who do not have access to other people readily, to find out about events going on in the community, and to exchange information about emergencies that are going on, such as power outages, etc., and also to tell other people about services they have to offer or request services, people who need help, people who have something they want to sell or are looking for a particular item. This is a powerful tool for tying our community together, being able to communicate readily.
How long have you been on the listserv?
I believe I've been making use of the listserv for around 10 years. It seems to me it would be good for people when using the listserv to consider the feelings of others and how the way in which you word things can come across other than what you really mean. Use it in a way that is going to be a benefit to each other rather than, in some cases, a way of tearing other people down.
Because of a concern for liability to the school district, the attorney for the school district advised them that MCN could not control the content of the lists. They were not going to provide any moderation, that is, a moderator who would say yay or nay or boot somebody off the list if they were acting badly. So that's the way it's been ever since. What it's meant is that there are people called trolls who are disruptive elements on any kind of a discussion list. They seem to get off on provoking an emotional response or reply. But speaking of that, there's a guy who has plagued the list since about 2017, I think, the infamous Zeke. And he lives in San Francisco, has no connection to Mendocino, never lived here. He just discovered this forum where he could subscribe and post whatever he wanted, and nobody could say no, nobody could disconnect him or whatever. Well, I did a count. He has posted over 11,000 posts in the 4 years that he's been on the discussion list. And there's other local people who also like to insult people and call them names, and trolls, local trolls. So we have local trolls and we have distant trolls. Well, troll is a person who, for whatever reasons, likes to rile people up and get a response and basically get attention, you know, to post something and rile somebody up and get something back and forth going. It doesn't lend itself well to an email listserv, which is really a very old form.
One would like to think that everybody on the chat side is kind and respectful of others. But that is not the case with a few curmudgeons. Why does Zeke have to be so hateful of everyone? One listener asked. His rants are full of hate. Zeke's two-word reply? It isn't. A listserv regular asked us not to mention Zeke. I really enjoy the listserv, she said, with the exception of a few jerks who sling mud at everybody. One starry-eyed woman felt that it might be romantic if the listserv became a Zoom site. Ugh, spare us. Nick Wilson proposed that MCN require posters to have an MCN email account. Wilson has kept a complete archive of the discussion listserv and has created a quarantine mailbox to quell the omnipresent Zeke.
So I'm just interested in measuring stuff. I like, you know, exact scales and pressure gauges and temperature. I have a weather station which has an online. It's on the Weather Underground under Little River Airport East. That's my weather station. You can find it online. Go to Weather Underground or wonderground.com. In fact, I've been keeping the rainfall for Little River, reporting it to the Mendocino Beacon for more than 30 years that I've lived out here.
Thanks to the dozen folks who responded to my post looking for comments on the listserv. I'll end this discussion with a comment from Kate, who ended her long message by saying, "We are a fabulous community of characters, and I really appreciate all of it." For KZYX News, I'm Jim Culp. For all our local news, with photos and more, go to kzyx.org.
Support for the world comes from Progressive Insurance, committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It is good to be with you on this Monday, the 8th of March, which is also International Women's Day. This year's theme, Choose to Challenge. The challenges are big.